Now, Victor, you just finished hosting the 22nd Victor's Lavender Festival here in Sequim, and of course, your first one co-hosting at White Barns and Bloom in Hamilton, Ohio. And I just had a chance coming off the drying barns, just a couple of them here at the farm in Sequim. And you have, you report, nearly 10,000 bundles that are just busting out in those drying barns. They are gorgeous. It smells so delightful. Tell me a little bit more about the varieties that you have hanging in the drying barns right now.
Well, this is that time of the year. We have, like you mentioned, 10,000 just of one variety grosser. We may have another 2,000 of Royal Velvet, and we may have about 1,000 of Melissa. Melissa is a new one this year, just because a lot of customers asking me for the white and pink Melissa, and they see the plants, and they then asking for the dry bouquet because, you know, somehow they love the color and the way the Melissa looks when it's dry, which we can go over that any time. Okay. And about in the grosser, we have 10,000 bouquets, beautiful, big, thick, the scents, the color, the thickness, everything. We try to do the best quality product we can in everything we do here. And that will be not different for White Barns and Blooms, will be the same. The quality will sustain the same, whether it's the plant or the bouquets or the culinary, anything you can, everything that comes with lavender, the quality will be top quality nationwide. But yeah, we have 10,000 bouquets right there.
And they are gorgeous. So tell me a little bit more. You mentioned, Melissa, you mentioned, of course, the Grosso. What makes a bundle from Victor's Lavender different than others as far as besides the size, the color? What make these unique?
Well, like an example, I have the Grosso right here in my hands. And there's a lot of plants out there that they think they have Grosso, but it's really not Grosso. Mm-hmm. So we got to start with sticking with a true botanical name and don't reinvent the wheel. I mean, the Grosso been already there for centuries. Why changing that? But there's already a lot of varieties out there that people are kind of replacing that Grosso because they think Grosso is not growing for them. So maybe they have other issues is why the Grosso is not growing. So we need to explore that. The Grosso keeps the color great. The Grosso keeps the scent smelling great. The Grosso yields lots of oil, and the Grosso blooms for many years, depends area where it's located. When you try the Grosso, supposed to keep the color and never change. And Victor's Lavender, we try to keep a good, pretty good size stick bundle, 150 to 200 stem per bundle.
Wow.
I have thousands of plants. I want them to be happy. I want them to keep a good product. So that's how we do it right here. We have the knowledge and skills to make sure that when the plant is ready, we got to go and cut it for dry bouquets. It's different when you are cutting it for buds or to make sachets or that stuff. We got to leave the plant a little longer. It's different when you want to do the oil distillations. We got to keep the flowers keeping longer.
Oh.
So that's a whole educational workshop that will be coming more likely in Ohio, which a lot of people have problems with that. So that's where the Grosso is. And then we have also the Royal Velvet. Royal Velvet, again, the reputation in this variety is great. Everybody knows Royal Velvet. Everybody asking for Royal Velvet. Some of them having issues growing it too. Right here, the Sequim, the microclimate. We don't have an issue growing any type of lavender, right? But we can grow it anywhere too. I mean, it's just that takes a little bit of homework. Royal Velvet, same thing as a culinary one. When you dry it, keeps the color. When you divide it, the smell is really sweet in the smell. And same thing, 150 to 200 stems per bundle. The length is a little different because it's just the way it is. And then we have the Melissa too. It is important to have the right pink. You know, there's so many pinks out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the right pink, which is Melissa, the one that keeps the color and the shape of the flowers, and it's very sweet taste. A lot of people use it for the ice cream. They love the Melissa for
so
the ice cream.
So it's also culinary.
It's also culinary. Well, Royal Velvet and Melissa, culinary one.
Very good.
Grosso is not a culinary one.
So you have raised so many questions, exciting stuff. So your lavender is cut at a prime for right now. The bundles that are available were cut not necessarily for their end product of oil distillation, but for their color, their aroma, their fragrance. Mm-hmm. And you have at least 10,000 of them available, and they're available for retail at $10 mm-hmm. per bundle. They're available. Remind me, Victor, what's the quantity that comes in a case that can get into some discounted and some even some commercial pricing?
Yeah, they will be available wholesale and retail, mm-hmm. even through Victor's Lavender website, White Barnes and Bloom's website. They will be available there soon.
The retail price is $10 per yeah. bundle. And how many come in a case that gets you into the quantity pricing that is available for wholesale?
Yeah, so the wholesale coming cases are 60 to 70 bundles per case, and that's the minimum. Retail, they can buy as many as they want. They can one, they can buy two, they can sure. buy that. So as today, that's how we manage that. Maybe over time we'll change. We'll have a minimum sales when they're retail. But right now they can buy one if they choose Good. To do that, but will be available wholesale and retail.
And when you buy them and they're shipped mm-hmm. to you, they've spent how long in the drying barn before they're ready for the consumer to welcome them into their home?
Yeah, we have a great climate right now. So since from the day we cut, it takes about a week to 2 weeks, okay. depends on the weather. After that, we can just manicure that a little bit. We clean a little bit, make it look a little more pretty, make it everything the same size because we want the customers to receive the same bouquet, mm-hmm. same size always. And then we just pack them in the boxes, and then we can keep it any size in the barn yep. as long as away from the light, away from the humidity. And they last, people ask me, how long this bouquet lasts? I said, 50 years.
50 years?
Yes, I mean, 50, you can open this and the bundle is there. Why? Because this is full of oil. Mm-hmm. The oil don't go anywhere. The oil stay there. As long as it's away from the light and the humidity, the straight light, they last forever.
So in my house, when we have some bundles, of course, Victor's Lavender farm-raised bundles, mm-hmm. They do stay out in the kitchen, the living room area. And then after a couple of years and seasons, they do, because of light, I would assume they do fade. And we then, tell me if I'm doing it right or wrong, we then crunch up the flowers and put them in sachets and use them in the sweater drawers. Could we also use the appropriate culinary ones and use them to accent food? Is that?
Yeah, you can if you want. But however, I mean, this type of variety, if it is for bouquet, I would keep it as a bouquet because when the buds dry, these never come up from the buds. Unless you're really aggressive with them, then everything will come up. For that type of sachet, we have other varieties that okay. when you are dividing them, come up really easy. It's really easy to clean. It's really easy to process. Instead of wasting this money.
I see.
So I have other varieties that I can grow just for that type of product, for the culinary one. Or if we just have so many extras of these, yeah, we can use this. I mean, this is great. Great products, don't take me wrong.
But you're saying because it's been cut like this and it's at its prime, take full advantage of admiring it for mm-hmm. its beauty.
Yes. 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 And you can put it anywhere in your house, anywhere in your room, anywhere in the living room. It's a great gift product for friends and family. And again, the color will not last as long as you don't put it direct in the sunlight, hide it a little bit, and anywhere in the living room, in the kitchen, and the flowers and scent last forever.
Excellent. Thank you.